Drinking water from the tap is an exercise in trust that most of us take for granted. But in Martin County, Kentucky, prolonged issues with the water system have many residents worried that their health is at risk. Benny Becker from the Ohio Valley Resource has this story on how a community in coal country has lost faith in both their water and their government.
I went to a supermarket in Martin County and asked the checkout clerk how many customers buy bottled water.
I'd say 75%, if not more.
Martin County resident Josie DeLong says she does all she can to avoid drinking from the tap.
We drink nothing but bottled water.
There are a lot of problems with Martin County's drinking water. The water intake pulls from a river that's heavily contaminated by sewage and by years of coal and gas extraction. The treatment plant needs serious upgrades, and the distribution pipes are so leaky that they consistently lose more water than they deliver. When there's especially high demand, the system just can't keep up. Here's Joe Hammond speaking on behalf of the water district.
At night, they would shut it down so they could keep the tanks full for schools.
Without water pressure in the pipes, leaks become openings. Any kind of filth near a pipe can seep inside. When the system turns back on, the water can be brown or black and a cause for health concerns.
I had really, really bad bleeding ulcers to the point where I was actually blacking out. So I go to my doctor. The first thing he tells me is contaminated water. How's your drinking water?
These water issues aren't just happening in Martin County. Many coalfield communities produce millions of dollars in coal and gas, but little was invested into critical infrastructure, leaving them without reliable drinking water. There are fewer and fewer jobs as the coal industry lays off workers, so there's little money to spare, and that's been the situation for decades.
The President and Mrs. Johnson board helicopters for a trip to the roots of Appalachian poverty in Martin County, Kentucky.
This government film described President Lyndon Johnson's 1964 visit to Martin County to launch the war on poverty.
Joblessness in the Inez area is attributable primarily to a general lack of industrialization and losses in the coal mining industry.
I mean, here's the thing about it. 1964, LBJ kicked off the war on poverty. Here we are over 50 years later, and we can't even get decent drinking water.
That's Gary Ball, the editor of the local weekly newspaper, The Mountain Citizen. Ball has been reporting on the water system's struggles for years. At a recent public meeting about the county's drinking water, he was among many people upset that they hadn't been told when their water was cut off. Joe Hammond had to deal with an angry crowd.
The areas that are affected, you should get a phone call. Marcy, the office manager.
I'll cut you off right there. Not nobody around town got the first call about a boiled water advisory. I'm done with it. It was a lie.
The Martin County Water District is under state investigation for the third time since 2002. Hammond says the district doesn't have enough money for major improvements. The best they can do is try to patch more leaks.
We just don't have the money to replace it with right now.
Across the coal fields, money is tight at every level. Martin County's revenue from coal taxes has dropped to less than a quarter of what it was just 3 years ago. That makes it really hard to free up money for water system improvements, but Gary Ball, the newspaper editor, he says that the county's leadership should have been better prepared and made better decisions.
They found money to build a $10 million courthouse, but they couldn't find any money to fix our water with.
The way Ball describes it, this wasn't exactly surprising to the people of Martin County.
People are just distrustful of the political leaders, and the leaders haven't given them a whole lot to win that trust.
In 2016, the Martin County Water District reported 10 water quality violations and 19 boil water advisories. There's still a lot that needs to be done for the people of Martin County to regain trust in their leaders and in their water. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Martin County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.